right now might be better. Well, good morning again. And I want to share a little story with you. There's a fellow who's a Christian who saw an ad for a Christian horse in the paper. Yeah, he said, a Christian horse? I got to go see this horse. So he goes and looks at the horse, and the guy says, yeah, it's real simple. He said, if you say praise the Lord when you get on, the horse will go into a trot and so forth. And if you say amen, it'll stop. So the guy gets on the horse, and he says, praise the Lord. And sure enough, the horse starts to walk along. And he says, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And then the horse started to really take off. And he said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the horse is in a full gallop. And he's so excited that he finally notices that right before he and the horse is a cliff. So he says, amen, amen. And the horse stops. And he said, praise the Lord. So anyway, I just saw that this week and thought I'd share it with you. What I want to do is talk about this power of imagination today. And as we talk about this power of imagination, dare to imagine, what I want to do is not come there. Let me come back. All right, now I'm ready. What I want to do is start off with an exercise in imagination. So I'm going to ask, is Boyd somewhere around? He got a mic? The microphones. Oh, we have people there. Thank you, thank you. So we're going to start over here when we use the mic, okay, and we'll come across the room. So here's what I want you to close your eyes very gently, and I want you to imagine a chef. A chef. Now open your eyes. And over here, somebody tell me in one word, what did you see? Right over here. Just raise your hand. There we go. Young man right there.
Gordon Ramsay.
A what? Okay, anybody else? Okay, right over here. Right over here. Right there. Thank you. Here comes Mike. What did you see?
I saw the Swedish chef from Sesame Street.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Muppets.
All right, so let's close your eyes again. Now I want you to see a librarian. A librarian. Now raise your hand. Oh, I'm sorry, close, open your eyes. Then raise your hand. Somebody over here, what did you see when you imaged a librarian? Right along here. There's somebody in this row, must know. Right up front here. Thank you.
I saw my neighbor, Pat, because she's a librarian.
Okay, thank you. And right here?
I saw myself.
Oh, good. I assume that you're a librarian, right? Okay, yes, okay, good. Did anybody see a librarian that had their hair up on a bun like? Yeah, right in the back there, okay. So that person I saw, the same librarian, that's right. And when you did the chef's hat, a chef, did anybody see a chef's hat? Oh, yeah, see? So our imagination has a lot in common. Now, here's a fun one. Close your eyes gently and see two sumo wrestlers wrestling. Yeah, that's going to generate a little laughter. Okay, so let's find out now. What did you see? Anybody? Just raise your hand. We'll get right up front here. We have three right up front. We're going to do three this time just for the fun of it.
I see that big tummy.
Big tummy, all right. Now, you're not talking about me. You're talking about the sumo guy. Go ahead. Next, right there.
I saw the guy with the hair pulled back in a tight bun and then, like, the black band around him, that, like, the diaper that goes up the butt crack.
Wow. You saw the whole fella, didn't you? Okay. All right. Anybody? Yeah, right here.
I saw my two sons when they were young. I dressed them up as sumo.
Now, there is an original imagination, all right? So, anyway... And then the last one, and we're not going to get any comment on this because I'm going to give you a comment on it. I just want you to gently close your eyes and see a spiritual being. A spiritual being. Now, when you come back to this moment and this time, what I want us to do is take a moment and understand that a spiritual being is a person who believes, sees what they believe and does not believe what they see. Think about that as a spiritual being. And that introduces this idea of imaging, this idea of the power of imagination. And so, as we look at that power, what I want to do is just talk a little bit about the idea that, first of all, we have the ability, if we want to use our imagination to its fullest, we have the ability to be the observer. We have the ability to literally look inside of ourselves, and we do that by seeing a mirror of ourselves, like the librarian. And when we see that mirror of ourselves, we look at what I call the screen of life. When we look at our screen of life, you see, we see how I am showing up. So I want to observe how I am showing up. Am I showing up as light? Am I showing up as love? If I'm showing up as a victim, am I showing up narrow-minded? Am I showing up wide open and ready for anything in life? How am I showing up? And when I see something in that screen of life that I'm not comfortable with, that tells me I have the ability, through the power of imagination, to change what I'm doing, and that will change my life, and it will change your life, and that I can let go of fear, and I can live in love. And then the second thing when we observe is we find out whether or not we're in and of the world. Now, all of us are in the world because we're having a human experience. Some of us are of the world, which means I let the world control where I am. And as I do that, I give up my ability to really be the Christ in action. I give up my ability to really understand myself, and then I am at the world's way of being. I'm captured by it. Then when I see CNN or Fox, or MSNBC, okay? What happens is that I can either allow them to capture my imagination, or I can live with my imagination, manage my imagination, and still listen to what they say. Mary Manning Marcy said that CNN means collective negative nonsense. That Fox, fearful obsessions expanded, or MNBC, more negative brainy conclusions. See, what happens is that if we're not careful, those capture ourselves. And, you know, I personally can watch the news and not get upset. It doesn't bother me, because that's their opinion. I can become compassionate. I can care. I can say I wish things were differently without anger. So I can listen to news. It doesn't bother me. I've got friends who say, I never watch the news. And if it bothers you, don't watch it. Because again, it creates the idea that there's somebody that has to be blamed and there must be a victim somewhere. And we want to get rid of that. Now, the next thing we want to do is understand that we can direct our power of imagination. We have power over our power of imagination. We all have an imagination. And it's really important to manage that power. It's one of the 12 powers that Charles Fillmore, co-founder, talked about. And the power of imagination means that I can bring into being that which I imagine and focus on. It's that simple. And we can actually learn not only to manage it, but to know through the power of faith how to direct that imagination so it manifests into the world. You and I both can do that. And so as we direct our imagination, what happens is I become aware of the I am within. I become aware of the real energy that's within me, that's been given to me, that's been created in me. And when I do that, I then can take charge of my life in such a way that I can follow the principles of unity, and especially the fifth principle, take action. You know, we love the first four. Most of us. But that fifth one, I'll wait a while on that one. to take action, meaning to make a difference in my life, which makes a difference in other people's lives. Not because we tell them how they should be, but because we become a light of love in their life. The other thing is that we can understand that we do not have to stay in bondage. We can also allow people and events outside ourselves to kidnap our imagination if we're not careful. Neville Goddard said, "I would suggest that today we should look in the mirror and awaken to who or what is in the master of my imagination." And as we do that, what we can do is we can come to believe that we know who and where we are. We can come to believe and understand that we can bring into our world that which we need to be totally satisfied, to be at peace, to have joy, to have understanding, to have compassion. That's the power of the imagination working in you right now, right here, in this moment. So if we understand that, what we understand is that imagination has been used by many people. But there's one person I want to quote, and it's a season of nonviolence. And that person is Martin Luther King. This is not a surprise quote. This is one you've heard hundreds of times probably. I think this is the power of imagination manifested in our lives. Martin Luther said, "I have a dream that one day, right there in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers." When you see the mass demonstrations today, you see little girls and little boys who've grown up and now holding hands together. That's the power of imagination. He also said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they'll not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." That is happening. It is not where it needs to be, but it is happening, and it's changed over the years. "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." We've got some work to do. But with our imagination, we can see it happening. And then when we imagine it, you and I, what happens is we begin to see that, and it starts to happen around our lives because we're looking for it. We know it's there. That's the power of imagination at work, and it's such a powerful one. So what I want to do now is just break down this word imagination. And as we do, first thing I want to see is the I am. Isn't that interesting? It starts with I am. I-A-M? No, I am. Same thing. And that's the Christ within us. That's the source of our beingness. That's who we are when we are totally attuned to that which we have come from, that which has created us, that which we live in and breathe in. The I am within us, the Christ within us. And then the next letter, I think, is A, okay? And the A is affirm, affirm. And so what do we affirm? We affirm that we are that which we've been created to be. We affirm that we have the power to love one another, to be together, to celebrate together, to sing together, to love life together. And yet at the same time, when life sends us a storm, we have people around us who are helping us through that storm. That's what this community is really all about. Relationships, helping each other through the storms of life. And then the next letter is G. And the G is, simply put, God power, okay? Now, I know God's not out there. God's in here. I know that God is not a man. It took me a while to learn that. I know that God, my wife's help, I know that God is not a man, but that God is, instead of beingness, is not an image in my mind, but a concept in my mind. And when I understand that, I then understand that I can use that God power to use my imagination in a positive way. And then the I is ideas. You know, one of the neat things about us, and we don't even know where it comes from, is we have the ability to have ideas. We have thoughts. The thoughts then create ideas. The ideas start to be pictured in our mind. And when that happens, now we're starting to have the ability to use the power of our imagination to really make something happen. It's really that simple. It takes a lot of focus. It takes some faith. It takes some understanding. But we actually use this power of imagination. It's on automatic all the time. It's that we need to learn how to direct this power of imagination. And then the N is for the name. I am that I am. When Moses was in the wilderness, he saw a burning bush. Scared the heck out of him, I guess. But when he was there, what he said is, "Who do I say sends me?" And Moses said, "I am that I am," is the words that he heard. Think about that. Put that in your own life. I am that I am. I am because thou art. Thou art because I am. That's where we're in synchronicity and understanding of the Christ within and how it works with our own lives. And then, where am I here? The A. Okay. No, that was the N. A is for action. Action. Fifth principle. You know, really, it's not difficult to understand. When I understand who created, what created, not who, what created me, when I understand that I am source of the universe, when I understand that I can be in alignment with universal law, that I can make a difference, when I understand that the Christ is within me and that through the power of mind action, I can bring about good in my life, and deal with that which is difficult in my life. When I start to understand that, then I understand the power of affirmations and prayer. Those are kind of generally the first four principles. When we really, really, really understand that, what happens is that we take action automatically. You don't even have to think about it. You just are. You don't go, "Well, I think I'll love that person." You just do. "I think I'll help that person." You just do. "I think I'll share my life with that person." You just do. It's not hard to understand, but we have to get in alignment with the first four principles to experience automatically the last principle. And so that is action. Then the T. I had a little trouble with this because I had to think about it. And thank goodness for Ernest Holmes, because prayer, in Ernest Holmes' language, is treatment. So it stands for treatment. And that's the power of prayer to generate the strength, trust, and power to bring about that which we imagine. We affirm it. We feel it. We experience it. We just about can taste it as we pray and as we meditate. And I put those together in one category. Because it is the power of prayer that makes us even more aware of our ability to take the actions necessary to change literally the world, as we said this morning. It's that power that's there within us. And then the O stands for omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. Source is everywhere present. It doesn't bypass me. It doesn't bypass you. It's right here, right now, in this place. Totally. Nobody's left out. Everybody's present. Everybody experiences that process, that energy in our lives. And then the N is new birth. I'm not talking about the new birth that says I'm saved. I'm talking about a new birth that says I'm different. A new birth that says I am going to share my life. I am going to experience my life in a different way. A new birth that says, "Oh, by the way, I can observe myself and, oh, I've got to be born again and again and again and again." That's the process of life. That's the process of change. That's the process of moving up and not staying stagnant in the same place. That, in essence, what I can do again is that I can experience this new birth because I am created to think that way. I am created to be that way, and I'm created to live that way. Albert Einstein said, Max the reality that you want, and it will be yours. Jesus said, ask, and believing you will receive. Joseph, when he met with his brothers, said, fear not, for you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Look at every problem and every situation that way. Look at every person that you're having any difficulty that way. This isn't meant for evil. Don't fear anything. We have been brought together, even though we're having a difficult time, to learn from each other, to forgive each other, and to appreciate one another. And then there is this affirmation that says there is one presence, and there's only one presence and only one power, God the good, omnipotence. I am secure in God. Can you say that with me this morning, please? There is only one presence and only one power, the good omnipotence, or God, the good omnipotence. I am secure in God. Say that. I am secure in God. And please, when you use that word, don't get caught up, because what it means is source. What it means is an entity. What it means is energy that's in our lives, substance in our lives. We're not talking about a person. We're not talking about a superhuman. We're talking about the creative source that is in the universe and works through the universe. And know this, that in Christ consciousness, we can dare to imagine. Thank you. Amen. So, let's just take a moment now and settle in. And as we do, just allow yourself to see yourself as the power of love. And as you see yourself as that power of love this morning, see yourself expressing that love. See it as a divine expression. Feel it as it expands and moves throughout your body. The energy of love, the creative power of love. Feel that in this very moment. And feeling that, I invite you to sit for a moment. Even put your arms around yourself and love yourself. Just love yourself in the silence. Love yourself. Feel the goodness in that. Feel the joy in loving yourself. Feel the peace in loving yourself. And then come back into this place, into this room, into your body, loving yourself. Namaste. Show through me.
expression of your unfolding love.
And amen. And so we have this opportunity now to give. There's lots of ways to give here. Mm-hmm. Not only with your talent and your time, but with your tithes. There is a collection box somewhere in the back somewhere there. You can leave an offering in. You can go online and give. And you can also phone in. And the way you do that is?